Oh, dear God, we thank you in the wondrous name of Jesus that it is finished. Praise be to God. Lord, help us today to go by faith, not by feeling, not by what we're sensing, not by what we think. God, let the mind of your wonderful Son be in us. Lord, as we go this day with you, let us walk, praise God, uprightly. Allow us to be attentive. Lord, let us be awake, alive, aware that you're dealing with us. You're dealing with individuals, each and every one of us this morning. God, help us to arise, to look up, to lift up our eyes. Our salvation is nearer than we could ever think. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, prepare our hearts. Allow us to sing praises to you this morning. May your Holy Spirit come and anoint your wondrous word. Anoint our hearts, prepare us to receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the 4th chapter of Ephesians. We'll start in the 30th verse. That's Ephesians 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Let's not deny our calling. Awake. Whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And today I'm led by the Lord that we're going to hone in on this kindness. In Proverbs 31:26, it speaks of a virtuous woman. And it says that she opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. This is her speech. It's her heart. It encourages, it teaches, it instructs others truly in the loving kindness of God. And brothers and sisters, I look at that wondrous woman and I rejoice and say, Christ, you're building that in us. And may the love of God reign. So I want to begin this day by asking a question. What is kindness? Well, the Bible tells us that love is kind. So I believe it's not that far of a stretch to make the connection that kindness and godly kindness is the evidence of God's love. Kindness is the expression of God's love. Kindness is how we know by the grace of God that truly the love of God is operating and alive in our lives. And think about this love. It's divine. It's agape love. It's the love that's mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13. It's the very love of Christ. It's God's unmerited gift that He gave in that wonderful Son, that little baby that came to die, that you and I might live. The very love of God. So you think how special this love is that He's talking about. So also is the kindness. And I bring you back to our text, which we have already read. Think of the kindness, the tender-hearted that this is speaking of. This is the kindness, brothers and sisters, that forgives one another as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Are you letting that soak in? Are you thinking about that just a little bit this morning? Forgiving one another as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you? Let me tell you something. This is a forgiveness where there was absolutely nothing merited or deserved. This is a forgiveness, brothers and sisters, that is complete forgiveness. This is God's forgiveness. This is God's kindness. This is forgiveness that is never to be held against someone. This is forgiveness that even forgets. You have to recognize and understand this is a kindness that is not of humankind. This is a kindness that is truly from the one and only very God of very God. Pretty awesome, isn't it? Pretty wonderful. And I'm thankful to say, Lord, I'm going to receive all that kindness from you, and I'll take it 24/7. But what happens when it's required of us? By the grace of God, does the love of God abide in your life? Does it live? Does it thrive? Does it rejoice enough to pour forth each and every day? Oh Lord, with that great love wherewith you love me, help me to give out the loving kindness of God. You see, brothers and sisters, this is something that's beyond the word compassion. We hear that a lot. Compassion. I want to be a compassionate man. But you know where God has taken me? To passion. A passionate man. This kindness, brothers and sisters, can only be built in somebody that is passionate for mankind. Passionate for souls. See, if I'm looking at flesh, I'm always going to be disappointed. When I'm looking at flesh, I'm always going to find fault. When I'm looking at flesh, I'm always going to find a reason, justified reason, of why I'm never going to forgive. And more importantly, why I can't forget. But I look at you and I say, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And this is something God has called us to. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that amazing? And you understand that we can have a passion for souls, but only God can truly give us that passion. This is a passion that is so great that it's long-suffering. It accepts the wrong. It willingly says, Lord, if it has to be that way, I'm willing to be uncomfortable. This kindness, this passionate love is something that will wait. It's patient. And as the Lord really was dealing with me this week about His loving kindness, kindness listens, brothers and sisters. It listens. Yeah. And it doesn't just listen with its ears, but with its eyes and with every single sense that God has given us. Because we're talking about the kindness that truly is godly awareness. Are you godly aware of your brothers and sisters in Christ? God was going deep with me this week. Search me, O Lord, if there be any evil way. Let's get rid of it. I don't want to come to church and just, you know, truly sit here and think, okay, I'm just doing great. I haven't missed a service for 20 years. I can recite so much Scripture, and thanks be to God for all that. That's mighty. But is Christ living in me? Is the love of God reigning in me? It's time for God to work effectually in you. And you know how that happens? We believe it. We believe His Word. We believe His Word is for me. It wasn't just written for a whole bunch of people, even though I know it was. But it was written for me. He's speaking to me today. He's speaking to you today individually. He wants to get a hold of your heart. He knows that there is more kindness that needs to be implanted and given and grown and reaped and sown and over and over and over in our lives, brothers and sisters. It's an absolute truth. This is the kindness that truly is godly awareness in our life. This is the kindness that is touched with infirmity kindness. This is kindness that looks upon your brother and sister and understands weakness. It's not critical of it. It's, Lord, put me on my knees. That's part of my body. That's part of me. And Lord, I want to be healed. I want to be healed. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. That healing starts with me. I've got to have that kind of heart by the grace of God. He's given it to us. We're going to read about that and rejoice. This is His work. But by the grace of God, to be willing to get on my knees and to fervently pray. A kindness that truly has my attention set on the things of my brother and sister. as opposed to my own selfishness? God, help us to get rid of that mirror. God, help us to sit here and maybe we are getting a little uncomfortable. This guy is saying some things I don't want to hear. You need to hear it. You need to hear it. I want to love you with the love of God. And that's not something you just say. It's something you live. Lord, let me worship you not in word only, but in deed. God, work your life in me. Change me from glory to glory. I get tired sometimes. I think, Lord, I'm not allowing you to work in this part of my life. Help me to quit being stubborn. Help me to quit sitting here and thinking, God, I'm always right. And nobody else is helping me along the way. They're not moving my way. God, help us. Brothers and sisters, may the love of God come in and come in so mightily and move us with the loving kindness of His love and move us into a harmony, into not just a unity of saying, hey, look, I'm going to grin and bear it with you, but I love you. And I'll get down on my knees and I'm going to pray with you. And I'm going to pray for myself as well too, because God is going to heal. God is going to come in. Brothers and sisters, this is dwelling together. Not to just exist and get by. But this is dwelling together, as the Word tells us, in passion. Settling down in marriage. Actively participating, caring one for another. Now that to me sounds pretty good. You think you can get that close to one another? You think you could open up or maybe allow the Lord to tear down a wall that you've been building all your life? Oh, let God break through. You can't imagine what you're missing. You can't imagine when the love of God just gets a hold of your life and you've just got to go. Let me tell you something. You don't have to just leap over a wall. He'll run you right through it. And it's amazing what He can do. By the grace of God, I've just been so encouraged. Lord, help us to get rid of these things, these divisions. He doesn't want that in our life. He wants that loving kindness. He wants that built in our lives and so overflowing in our lives that there is passion, this caring one for another. And I know it sounds too good to be true, but that's exactly what the Word of God can do. And that's exactly what the love of God is. It's something that truly will bring us together in Him. And as I've been privileged, brothers and sisters, to testify of this, often I've heard from people, well, how can I get it? And you know, when somebody says, well, how can I get it? I appreciate the thought, but I'm talking about Christians. And you know, that's kind of part of the problem. We have got to start realizing that in Christ, you've already got it. In Christ Jesus, you already have it. Look here in our text. Let's go back and read that. Does it say in here, to strive to be kind? Does it say in here, try to be kind? Or does it say, be kind? It says, be kind. Be kind. Just be. Understand that He has already given this to us. See, that's the very key, brothers and sisters, of growing up in Jesus Christ. That's the very key of growing in anything in Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. He's not going to ask you to be something that you can't. God is not asking you to try to fake to be something that you aren't. So I'm going to tell you something. When He tells you to be kind, I'm going to trust His Word and accept that you already are. But are you living it? Are we truly living the kindness of the Lord? Are you in love with Christ so much, brothers and sisters, that it truly, willfully, and joyfully comes out of your life? Is it so important to be an angry person? Does it thrill you to be mad and to carry that with you? The greatest day is when you give it all up to Jesus. And you say, Lord, live in me. Help me to quit being angry. Help me to forget those things which are behind. And they really are behind. Help me to reckon that old man dead. Help me to recognize that, you know what, that's not me. Christ liveth in me. You know, there was a great moment in my life, and I'm so thankful to God. He allowed Galatians 2:20 to be real to my life. I've testified of this many times. And I believe by the grace of God, till I take the last breath, I'm going to testify it again and again and again. When I accepted Christ Jesus, and you too, you were crucified together with Christ. You died with Him. Dead. But the Word told me, He said, "Son, but you live. But it's not you that lives anymore. It's Christ liveth in me." Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in you. Can you really say that today? Really, Christ liveth in me. Do you believe that? I believe you do. Are you allowing that? Come on now, really. The kindness of God, I'm going to tell you, it makes everything better. It gives you a song in the night. There'll be trials that'll come your way. The storms are going to roll. The seas are going to crash. The waves are going to come in. But God will give you that peace. And it's a peace that passes understanding. And I'm going to tell you, it will be gentle. There will be a kindness in it. There will be a thankfulness in it. As I was mentioning of Brother Paul, as he sat there in that jail. You talk about a prison. This was no club fed. It was a real thing. And I'm not making light of the prisons today. I know that's a real thing. But you read about the prison that Brother Paul was in. Let me tell you something. That was horrid. Absolutely horrid. But I never read one thing that God had him to write that wasn't in loving kindness. And you know why? He wasn't thinking about himself. He wasn't. He was thinking about Christ in him. He had a vision of Christ in you. He had a vision of what God could do. "Lord, if by any means I might attain unto that resurrection, if by any means you would allow me to know you in the power of the resurrection, to know you in the fellowship of suffering, to be made conformable even unto your death." Brothers and sisters, does that hit us? Does it cause your heart to stir and say, "Lord, by the grace of God, don't allow me one more day to deny the power of God working in my life"? Brothers and sisters, He's about here. I want to be fully ready. Christ in me is the hope of glory. And by the grace of God, I want to have faith. Faith to let it break through. "Christ, you said you live in me. Let's go. Let's go. I'm tired of walking around with defeat. I'm tired of walking around in my self-pity." There could be sorrow upon sorrow upon sorrow. Paul knew that. But he said in his heart, "Christ liveth in me." And there's rejoicing, brothers and sisters. There's absolute rejoicing. And I hope by the grace of God that we find it. It's not going to be in a man. It's not going to be in a political party. It's not going to be in a new job. It's not going to be in a new house. The only time that you're going to find that contentment, that kindness, that love that's going to overwhelm your soul is when you allow Jesus to come in and reign in your life. Don't you think it's about time? I believe it's time right now. I believe it's time, by the grace of God, for Him to come in and dwell in me. Oh God, allow that Spirit to operate in me. I don't want just pieces and bits and to try to break down the fruit of the Spirit anymore. When He said, "I'd give you all things that pertain to life and godliness," let me tell you something. I'm believing that He gave me the whole enchilada. I didn't know an enchilada was a fruit. I believe you're feeding today. I see most of your eyes are open. Do you want the kindness? Do you want it to grow? Do you want to say, "I'm going to rejoice in the Lord always," and again I say rejoice, and to actually live it? Brothers and sisters, I spent years in this church. And I'm thankful to God that there have been times and many times that I rejoiced in the Lord. But I'm telling you, about 7-8 years ago, He broke me free. I realized that Christ liveth in me. He lives in me. What more could I want? What more could you ask for? Can you stop just for a moment today and lay aside that mind that wants to wander back to the world and think about what your job's going to have for you tomorrow, or the situation that you might have to come home to this afternoon again and deal with? And say, Lord, Christ liveth in me. Everything that pertains to life and godliness. He didn't have to list it, did He? He just said everything. I'm so excited about the everything that's in Christ. I'm so excited about the everything in Christ that's for you. I know that it is the balm in Gilead. It's the salve for your whole life. It's the salve for every person here today. It is. It is. He lives in us. If you're a child of the King today, He lives in you. We talked about power. I just want to talk about life, because all power is in that life. But He lives in me. The enemy comes anymore, and I say, oh no. Christ lives in me. You're going to try to make me fear about something, old devil? Oh no. Christ lives in me. He lives here. He's not going anywhere. He's come to stay. And I understand that when He said that He put me in His hand, you're in the hand of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords today. And His Father, who so loved that He gave that only begotten Son to come to be abused like no other person has ever been abused. His visage marred more than any man. And He hung and He died and He became sin for you. He became sin for me. I stand before the throne today and I say, Lord, because of that blood, I have no sin. He has made me free. He has made me free. And then there's the Father's hand. Now you talk about a cherished union. Whom He has made free is free indeed. Christ liveth in me. Oh, Christ lives in me. See, brothers and sisters, we got to learn to be. God help us to be. He said, be kind. He said, be loving. He said, be faithful. He said, be obedient. You know, He said lots of bees. And the thing I say to the Lord, there's no way I could fulfill a one. So He's got to be all in. And He's all in me. And He fulfilled every single bit of it. I get excited about that. I understand. I'm getting it, Lord. You've given it to me. I don't have to worry about all these things. I don't have to worry about my personality. I don't have to worry about my gifts. I don't have to worry about my family. I don't have to worry about my job. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to do tomorrow. I just be. No, I mean that. Sure, there's responsibilities. But I'm learning to be. And it's a rest. There's a rest for the people of God. And that is your rest. Quit fighting against it. Quit striving. Quit trying. And start letting God do the work that He's already began. He said He'd begun to do it. And you know what He promised you? That He'll perform it. And more importantly, not just perform it, he said he'd perfect it. Now, you can think of a lot of perfect things, but we're talking about godly perfection. And you've got that. You do. You have that. God, help us to let it break through and let us live who God has made us. Oh, amen. Let me tell you something. I don't need to pump you up. Recognize who you are in God. He has given you everything. You think you need to go find some identity in this world? You think that you need to go find out who you are? It's going to be defined by how made a great of a footprint you made in this life? Let me tell you something. I'm walking bold steps in heaven right now, and I've left this world a long time back. And you have too, because you're seated together with Him in the heavens in Christ right now. When you accepted that wonderful Son as your Savior, you left this place. And the problem is we keep trying to live down here when God has already given me the provision to live over there. Hallelujah. And it's true, brothers and sisters, the power of Christ. All spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ Jesus. He had to give that to you. He had to give you a life that could actually live that. I'm beginning to see something. You know what I'm beginning to see? His glory. And it gets brighter every day. It really does. I don't come here every Sunday and tell you that it does get better, because it is better. And it will get better. And every day that by the grace of God you allow Him to take you on, it's a guarantee. And here's another guarantee. Every day that you deny Him to take you on, and every day that you deny that glory to be worked in your life, and every day that you deny to be who you are in Christ, it'll get more miserable. And it'll get more miserable. And you'll look back 5 years from now and you thought you were a wreck then. You can't imagine the wreck that's going to be. You're not your own. When are you going to get it? You've been bought with a price. I'll say it this way. He owns you. And you got to get thrilled about who owns you. You're His. You're Christ's, you're God's, you're His children. And He's called you to sonship. And He said, grow up. And He said, grow up. And He said, grow up. God, help us to quit running around like immature little children with what God has given us. I look at most of all of you, you have grown up in this place. I have grown up in this place. We are so without excuse. The message upon message upon message. Wake up. Live the life that He has given you. It's so mighty. It's so worth it. The pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, what a wreck. What a loss. Time wasted. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for God to make a breakthrough in my life. Yeah. Don't ever think that you've gotten to a height that He can't give you another breakthrough. God help you. Because I need one this morning. I need more of the love of God. He's given me another day to draw breath. And I know I need more love. I need more kindness. And it is so exciting, the kindness of God. It is. You know what makes everything better? It did. And it does. And it continues on. You know, even the medical doctors, they find out that, you know, kindness actually makes you more healthy. I sure don't like feeling mad. I sure don't like going around having a chip on my shoulder, thinking I got to bury that hatchet and I got to show you who was right. You got a God that fights your battles. You do. And He's already won, so I just tell them that might be against me that come up, you know what? Why don't you surrender now? He'll be easier with you now than if you want to keep kicking against the very God of very gods. Do you know who that's who protects you? Oh, I'm just rejoicing how He does it. Sure, He allows great temptation. Sure, He allows lots of trial. But I'm going to tell you, I know how He loves me. And I'm so grateful the kindness that He has brought to my life. But brothers and sisters, His loving kindness, the most important thing it does is it'll change you from glory to glory. It'll make the difference in your life. It really will. See, it's the evidence of God's love. It'll give you something to thrill about. Because it's not your kindness, it's His. Remember? It's His life. Yeah, it is. Nothing that you could do. When you start taking credit for it, wasn't His kindness anyways. And you know what? It's just going to fall flat. But loving kindness of God, it continues on and on and on. Because it's a reward that's going to receive the exceeding riches of His grace. It's a wonderful thing. But brothers and sisters, truly, 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 it is this kindness that is so amazing that it does make this difference in our lives. And you know what? It can even make a difference in somebody else's life. It really can. And I'm not trying to stand up here and say, oh, be good to this, be good to that. I'm saying Christ liveth in me. And that's going to make a difference. And that is going to touch your life always. And the Word of God never returns void. And it's going to touch somebody else as well. I'm telling you, a soft answer, a kind answer. I've seen it in my own life. It stops wrath right in its tracks. It does. It stops it. God help us not to be somebody that wants to stir up wrath. I don't want to provoke my children to wrath. It says, fathers, don't do that. Provoke them to godliness. Loving kindness. Man, He's given me lesson upon lesson upon lesson. My flesh, it wants to provoke to a situation. But His kindness will provoke to love. When our hearts are wrapped in the very tender kindness of God, you know what? A root of bitterness can't dwell there. It can't. It tries to find a spot there to get in. It can't. Wrath? It can't. Loving kindness doesn't allow me to go to bed. It doesn't let the sun go down upon my wrath. Uh-oh. What'd He say? I see some couples looking at each other. I've been tempted many times. Well, I'm going to show her I'm going to go sleep on the couch. Oh, yeah. Thank God I had a wife that wasn't going to accept that. I had a bear to deal with then. Love one another. Be gentle. Be kind. You're not going to show anybody anything. All you're doing is yielding to the enemy's ways. Be kind. Be kind. By the grace of God, I'm telling you, we've got opportunity every day to show it. We've got critical moments every single day, brothers and sisters. And sometimes that first impression is your last impression. God help us to redeem those moments. God help us that we would be a brother and sister that really is bringing a cold cup of water. I don't care how it was received. They could throw it right back on my face. At least it was cold and it's hot outside right now and I feel it was good. But I still want to bring it. By the grace of God, I want to be motivated, not in my goodness, but because Christ liveth in me. Because Christ liveth in me. Man, let me tell you something. If you're going through life giving people back what they deserved, God help you. Do you know what you deserved? To not even be here. Moses knew. God was almost there. Well, we're going to wrap this up and start it over. Just think if you could do that. How many times would you have done it? You better be thankful I'm not God. And I'm thankful you're not God. Because we have a loving God who's always kind and who's always tender, who's always gentle, who sent His only begotten Son. kind of nips it right there every time, doesn't it? Yeah, it really does. He just nips it right there, brings it right back. See, by the grace of God, let us know that we are different. Accept it. Be tender to it. I've told you before, I've had talks with God. Lord, I don't want to be tender in this situation. Quit making me feel bad. I'm not wrong. You better thank God you are tender like that. That's God. And go with it. That means He's at work. That means He's got a mighty work going. It's awesome. Allow people to know that we are different. Allow people to know and to see that the love of God reigns in your life. That it's worth it to be kind to everyone, especially to the household of faith. And I'll go on a little bit further, especially to those in your own household. Did you hear me? Be kind in your home. Be kind in your home. One toward another. Forgiving one another. Listen to that. Forgiving one another as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. That's His word. That's His word. That's for all of us. And it didn't say try to do it. It didn't say strive to do it. It said be. You're something special. You didn't realize that, did you? Did you want that calling upon your life? Seems a little overwhelming, doesn't it? To whom much is given, much is required. You're children of the King of Kings. It's got to get through your head. Most importantly, it's got to get down to your heart. And say, Lord, this is important. This is mighty. God, connect all these dots for me and let me understand and truly believe that this is a special calling that You've given. But brothers and sisters, let's be kind in our own homes. I'll leave it at this. Serving the Lord begins in your home. Doesn't begin at church. It begins in your home. And it does. And serving the Lord begins and continues on in kindness. The love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts, if it really is there, it's going to show kindness. It's going to show kindness. The banner over that virtuous woman, it's kindness. He saved you in His loving kindness. The Word of God even tells me in the ages to come, do you know this verse? It's so exciting. He might show forth the exceeding riches. The exceeding riches. And that's exceeding abundantly above all, ask or think. It's beyond anything you could imagine. But the exceeding riches of His grace. And how does He do that? In His kindness. And that's the only kindness you got. So just think of the might of that kindness. But He's going to show forth the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness. Toward us, to us, through Jesus Christ. Amen. Be ye kind, one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Amen. Amen. It's required, brothers and sisters. It operates in those that really will win God's best. I pray it's encouraged you today. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You. We praise You. And we appreciate Your gentle dealing with us, Lord. You are the patient, kind, oh my goodness, long-suffering One that so loves us. Lord, help us to take that life that You have given us and to allow it to be magnified in us. Lord, help us to grow up into You in all things. That, Lord, that when You did say from glory to glory, even into the very image of Christ, that we would not prevent that. That we would be people that would redeem this time. That high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus, that He is going to have a bride and she is going to magnify the very loving, forgiving kindness of Jesus Christ Himself. Lord, help us to desire that. Let us know that it is not a work, something we could ever achieve in ourselves, but it has to be You. And thank you, God, that we are your workmanship, that it is your good work, that you're going to perform it. And yes, you perfect that which concerns us. And we give you all the praise today in Jesus' name. Amen.